New York is in the top five for states that have managed to reduce the ranks of uninsured kids, but a new poll shows public perception isn't in tune with that reality. The poll from the Georgetown Center for Children and Families shows most Americans think the number of children living in poverty and without health coverage have gone up. The center's Joan Alker says the public gets it right on poverty but wrong on insurance coverage. She says that's especially true in New York, which has seen a recent drop of nearly 20% in uninsured kids.
Very few Americans are aware of the success that our country has had through Medicaid and CHIP in reducing the number of uninsured children. And I think that's an important good news story that needs to get out.
Alker says many families can't afford to buy their own health coverage right now, so it's vital that these programs are available to cover both children and families. Kate Breslin at the Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy says it's no accident that 40,000 fewer children are going without health coverage since 2010.
What it really shows is New York's long-standing commitment to maximizing coverage through Medicaid and Child Health Plus for low-income kids and families. We're in the top five in terms of the reduction in uninsured kids.
Breslin says while New York's urban areas saw significant improvement in getting health coverage to more children, the state's rural areas did not record the same progress.
So we need to pay particular attention to our children who are living in rural communities and make sure that we keep pushing down the uninsurance rate so that ideally we can get all kids insured across New York.
Providing health insurance has lasting benefits, according to Breslin, because when families can stay healthier and parents don't have to worry about unpaid bills, the whole family is more financially secure. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.